Welcome to Cast and Crank Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Viking Head Baits. Check them out at Performance Tackle, Melton's Tackle, Eric's Tackle in Ventura, and Longfin, and Martin's Tackle. And we have another place coming pretty soon as well, so excited about that. This episode is with the guys from Melton's about the Spotty Tournament. So this isn't a really, it's like kind of extra episode. So we're just pretty much talking about this weekend Spotty Tournament on the 3rd. And I will be there hosting with Eric Lanisfine and Bobby Martinez. We'll be weighing fish in. Judging the measurements of the fish. Also, I will have the podcast stuff going. So if you're doing really good there, you'll actually get on the podcast and talk a little bit about what you did in Newport. So it'll be a lot of fun. You get to have Bobby and Eric judge your fish in front of you, which they might say really bad things, which will be funny. but it'll be a lot of fun. There's going to be a ton of vendors there, food, us hanging out. I'll be there probably from about 8 or 9 all the way till about 2. Then I got basketball tournaments for my son. And then it'll be a great time. Check out everything on Melton's Instagram. You'll be able to hear all the information on here as well. If you don't want to fish, just come down and buy some product from them. They're going to be giving raffle tickets for giveaways as well. So thanks again. It was Jason, Elliot, and James. So they all came on. I appreciate you guys coming on. Monday, I think, will be Jack Soul. It'll be his story. I don't know if you guys have heard his episode before, but we're going to go a little more in depth about calico fishing history. Like I said, if you want to talk to an OG, this is the OG. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I also have Eric, and I have two special guest episodes I'm scheduling for Sunday, which will be a lot of fun. Swim bait guys. I've had one on before a long time ago, and I never had one guy on. So he's done some pretty good stuff, so I'm hoping this all comes out and works out. So Patreon, everything will be announced tomorrow, all the gifts. Secondly, if you signed up for Bobby BD, I closed that tier, so now it's just $5 for the tier. If you guys like the podcast and want to donate $5, I'd appreciate it. A month in return, you'll get some kind of bait. I'm not sure what it is that month, but I'll be posting on the Patreon. It helps the podcast pay for everything that I pay for. So I appreciate that. Please give us a 5-star review if possible. And I hope you guys like this episode. Again, it's an informative one. It's short. It's just us talking about what's going on for this tournament and giving all the information out in case you guys had questions. So thanks again. Thanks again, Melton's. Please check this tournament out, and I'll be there hanging out. So if you guys want to come say hi and call me a dickhead, feel warm welcome. Thanks, guys. Well, welcome to Cast and Crank Podcast. We have a group of assholes from Melton's Tackle. today we're doing, it's not going to be too long. It's going to be a shorter one. We're doing something cool with Melton's. It will be me, Bobby Martinez, Eric Lanisfine there. I'll be hosting not a live podcast, but I'll be filming it. And you'll be able to hear yourself if you're fishing this tournament and kind of talk about what you caught, where you caught it. And Melton's is hosting it. It's at the Newport location at 419 Old Newport Boulevard, Newport Beach, California. So I brought the guys here that are hosting it. And we'll start with Elliot, kind of explain what you do, who you are.
What's up? I'm Elliot, and I manage the Newport Beach location. I've been with Melton since 2017, I believe, or 18. But yeah, I manage the Newport Beach location, help out the customers, so you'll always see me running around helping people out,
nice.
Along with the rest of the guys working in there.
Yeah. Perfect. James, how long have you been working there? What do you do?
Oh, man. He's a lifer.
Get close to that fucking mic.
I've been at Melton Tackle since 2010.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Man. Life sentence.
Yeah. how did you get a job there?
From Bloody Decks.
Oh, really? Yeah. They put it up on Bloody Decks and needed someone?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's old school.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. At least for that was cool.
Yeah. And Jason, how did you start? When did you start? And what do you do at the shop?
I don't really know. When did I start Melton?
2015.
Yeah, it was like 15, 16, maybe 14. I started because Andrew Alvarez and Danny Munn asked me to work a Bart Hall or Fred Hall show.
Okay.
And I sold the shit out of some stuff at that show. And next thing you know, Danny's like, hey, bro, you want a job in the store? I was like, all right, cool.
Where'd you work before that?
I was in the surf industry, actually. I worked for Body Glove. I helped manage a team with Greg Browning and Shane Magnuson. And then I worked over at Sport Dimension, which was like just another umbrella company that owned the wetsuit division for that, too.
Oh, nice.
Grew up competing and surfing, and that's kind of what...
You did your whole life been surfing and stuff?
Pretty much my whole life, yeah.
Wow. Then, that's like a lot of people, though. Like, I know Joe was big into surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of guys.
There's a lot of guys. You know, Sakis, all those guys. Yeah. They're all super deep in the surf industry, too. Yeah. And
Todd Klein.
Todd Klein.
Yeah, that's another big one.
He rips on the bass, too.
So I'll let one of you guys kind of take the wheel and explain the whole tournament.
James is the resident spotty god, yeah. So we can let him.
He's the spotty
guy. I've ran a few tournaments in the past, but nothing this size. I used to run the after
Spots for Tots.
Yeah, Spots after for Tots. I ran a few Spots for Tots a few years ago. It just got to be too much.
I hear you.
You did a few events. It was great.
I did two. The second one was fucking hard. That was 100% payout.
I mean, yeah, so it's a big fish during wintertime. What do you want? It's very hard.
All I caught at your Spots or Tots last one was a fucking buzz, me and Cody.
Saturday, February 3rd, this Saturday, it's your 5 biggest bag of spotted bay bass over 10 inches.
Did you do that to make it so people can catch fish?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to make it all 14-inch fish. I mean, it's possible, but it's just going to be... It'd be a lot tougher. More fun to have a lot more people be able to bring fish in.
Yeah, because if someone caught, you know, 3 10s and 2, you know, 16s, that could do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It helps you.
Yeah.
It helps a lot.
I guess keep going. Read off all the stuff.
We're going to have, so tournament time is check-ins from 6 to 7 at the Newport location.
I think we're actually going to...
We could start a little earlier.
Early,
I
think
we're
gonna start a little earlier. Because we got boats to launch, or people that need to launch boats. And
are you going to do an online release of the code?
No.
You're going to do it on location.
On location.
For this event. An honor system to start fishing at 6:30?
Mm. If you get your code and you get out of there, you can go start
fishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're a boat guy, I would suggest getting there like at 5.
Yeah.
5:30.
Me and Elliot will be there pretty early, and pretty much for the boat guys, we're just going to have you pull up in front of the driveway. We'll hand you the code.
We'll give you a Merry Christmas sheet.
Get the fuck out. Go fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make it super easy. And how's parking going to work too? As well?
Parking we have. So there's Newport Cardiac next to us that is not open on the weekends.
Yeah.
So we have access to their lot. Half of our lot will probably be open. And then there's always parking in front of our store on the main street,
too. For boats, too.
Boats, too. And to be honest with you, Chicken Coop, half the people there are so hammered all the time, they wouldn't notice if you parked it in their lot. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Newport Cardiac,
they have a huge lot.
Yeah, they have a huge lot. And I spoke with them this week. They got no problem as long as people don't leave trash.
Yeah.
Be respectful.
Be respectful of the parking lot and don't fuck it up.
I had, during the toy drive this year, I had a lot across the street. I tried to rent it. I tried to pay and say, hey, can I pay you for this lot? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just want a day. He goes, we don't do stuff like that. Sorry. And he hung up on me. I'm like, all right.
You're like, okay.
So we get there. The shit's wide open. And someone goes, where do I park? I'm like, just fucking park in that lot. What's the worst? Someone says, here's the cops. Just everyone get their car and move. So we ended up, everyone parked them. Yeah. And they were like, see, fuck you, man.
Yeah,
he could have made money.
Yeah,
I was going to pay. I had no problem going, man, I'll pay you, you know, like it would be fine. But parking, that's a big deal. That'll be nice to have somewhere to park after. So what time can you check in the earliest? Like come back and be like, I'm done. Whenever?
Yeah. If you get 5 giant fish and you think you've won, you can come in whenever you want.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We'll be hanging out.
Yeah.
At a certain point, we got one of our guys from the other shop that's going to be, or from our shop up there. He's going to come down and cook, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What is he making?
Majo's Kitchen. Making chicken tacos and just a bunch of tacos and stuff like that. And it's not going to cost anything for anybody to come and have some food and beers and get some cool giveaways, too.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you know what vendors are going to be there?
right now we got Salty Crew's going to be there. They're bringing like 6 or 7 guys to fish the tournament too.
Okay.
And then they're going to have a booth set up there. I think owner was going to do it, but I think the guy that was going to do it got busy and he's not going to come now too.
Yeah. My buddy who does my guy Tuco prints, he actually donated a print for the giveaways and he's going to have a booth. It's Skull and Ink on Instagram.
Okay.
So yeah, he's going to be set up there. I think Hands on Deck.
Yeah, Hands on Hookup Baits is coming too.
Is he going to have a booth? Is Chad going to have a booth as well?
Yeah. He was saying he was, but okay. You know.
I spoke to him this week. They're just going to fish.
They're just going to fish it?
Yeah. They're just going to fish.
Liar.
we're going to have a few vendors.
That's not a ton, cool. You know? It'll be something cool just to set up.
We'll have a few tents. You know, we'll have our own tent with the food.
Just more people come out, have a good time. Everybody has a chance to win everything with giveaways. I mean, we got like
five, six grand
in giveaways, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, everybody has a chance to literally walk away with a prize bag. And it's not like a bunch of bullshit.
You know, and how does the raffle thing work?
So the raffle we're running, basically if you buy, we're running it for the past week too. If you bought $30 or more in store, we give you a raffle ticket too. Okay. If you're doing the tournament, we're going to give you a raffle ticket too.
And if you had signed up early before the date, you got an extra raffle ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fucking makes
sense. So even for that extra raffle ticket, $30 or more, before judging begins or while judging is happening, guys can shop in the store, buy some stuff, and
so you could still get a raffle ticket.
If you just show
up and say, "Hey, I just want to buy some shit and hang out."
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah,
and we'll be doing, like I said, the podcast. I think I might be doing one previously with Decker and Landisfine. I think he's going to come by, and me and Erica planned on doing one where Eric's co-hosting and we interview Decker. So we might just do it if we're going to be there.
Yeah.
But it'll probably be a little mini roundtable because Bobby will be there, and then, you know, it'll probably be fun.
Shit, we should have had Decker play, man. We should have rushed it. That would have been bad.
I know. I should just say, I'll fill in on bass, bro.
Yeah.
Finally, you get to watch you play.
I'll show you after. I have a video of Showcase Theater. Yeah, can you turn the light on? There's no video, so you could turn the light on, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, it's getting dark.
Could be here like the ASIFs in the dark. Just talking. Drunk as shit.
I was talking when I was listening to that episode. I was talking with Brian.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, they mentioned you. He's like, I know. I listened to it. I was like, you got to do it.
Things get bigger. So... let's talk about how you would like the fish to be measured on the board. How should the mouth be? How should the tail be fanned out? Stuff like that.
So in other terms, so what we do is the mouth has to be closed up against the end of the bump board. Your hands cannot be covering the eyeballs or inside the gills.
Okay.
And the tail has to be straight. No fanned out, no straight tails, just... I shouldn't say straight, but just a normal fish being laid down. Don't alter it.
So it should have a V somewhat like that.
Somewhat.
Okay, in the back of the tail. So you don't want it, like, you could squish a tail and make it long enough.
Yeah, if you literally just push it to where the tail's like this big, it's literally not going to do you any good.
So maybe we'll look up something, and when I post the episode, I'll kind of put a picture of how fish.
I got some good ones.
Yeah, we probably have some pictures.
Perfect, and I'll put it in the episode, the flyer. I'll put the guys. Because that could be definitely an issue with people, you know.
That's the other biggest issue. That's why we're having people come in the morning to make sure it has to be a catch or hog trough affiliated board.
Okay. Will you have them for sale in the morning if they didn't have one? Okay, perfect.
Because people have already messaged me asking about Rapala bump boards or the Flambeau bump boards. Those are not allowed. Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. If it's everyone just has the same shit, it
makes it easy.
How much does a bump board go for?
They're like 20. Well,
they're $44.99
now. Yeah. I'm gonna say
Dolphin noise.
The prices went up after the new year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we do have some of the aluminum ones that are higher in price. So once the polyurethane or poly ones sell out.
How much are the aluminum ones?
Because I'd rather like the aluminum ones. 60.
Yeah. That's a good deal.
Like $60. They're nice. Good color.
You don't like the aluminum ones?
They're nice. They're just heavy and they sink.
Don't drop that shit. I just heard.
Because like the AVAs and the kayak tournaments,
they don't like the metal
catch boards only.
Okay.
No hog trough, no catch only.
Wow.
So that's why it's another reason why we started carrying catch boards. Because most tournaments, you have to use a catch board.
Yeah, makes sense. Have you guys done any pre-fishing to kind of get people an idea how it's going?
Yeah, we've been fishing pretty much every week.
It's been changing so much. It's been clear, dirty. Yeah. I think it's going to be dirty on tournament day.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be rain milky fucking brown, dude, for sure. Yeah. In the rain.
I said chocolate milk water.
Yeah. Well, no, I went yesterday. You guys will hear something on Tuesday. And it was tough because the water's so fucking clear, dude. Yeah. It was really tough.
Yeah.
But I mean, we went everywhere, dude. Cranks, everything. Nothing worked. I don't know what it was. But you know what did work? A Viking head. And this Viking swing head. You can get those at Melton's. Yeah.
Come get an A-rig. You'll get a raffle ticket just for that.
A-rig.
Our other coworker, Drew, fished it 2 nights ago. He was throwing the crank at night in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, he was messing them up.
And he was getting them, huh?
15, 16-inch fish.
Wow. Yeah. What size line? So if someone maybe is doing this for fun, what do you recommend, James? Like, they're going to bring a couple rods, you know?
When I bring the flow tube, I bring like 7 rods. So this kid's depends.
Yeah, dude.
But somebody who's not James.
Like, if I'm going to go out and fish tournament right now, I'm going to fish a rod, a bait casting rod that has 20-pound braid to a 15-pound top shot and a 15-gram metal jig. That's my first go-to. First go-to.
I couldn't get bit on the backdrop yesterday.
Dude. Gotta fish
but
the
I didn't
Mustad.
Have the axe blade.
Got to fish the
Musashi blade. Yeah, Musashi's money.
I fished a lot of other blades. That's the only one.
Really?
You saw it? I fished it when I went with you.
You caught a big one. Mm-hmm.
I did. And then second rod would definitely be a crank.
Yeah.
I want a dredger 20.5 or a 6XD.
Yeah.
And got to get that thing down, keep it on the bottom.
You want to hit the bottom most of the time.
That's like 30 or 40-pound braid to like a 12. I fish 12-pound on the cranks.
Yeah, 12 or 15.
That's light tops. Fucking crazy.
15-pound, 20-pound, it won't go down.
Yeah.
And true. It won't stay where you want it. 12-pound has no issues.
Yeah. And if you're by the mooring cans, you don't really have to worry about anything but the mooring cans.
Right. Yeah.
Are you throwing it back in docks and crank like with that same line?
Yeah.
You're crazy son of a bitch.
That's
what rod are you using?
I just picked up an iRod Kirsius.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like that? What would your second option be? Would you use 794 or like a
733.
733.
The conventional 733.
For the crank.
Really? Oh, for the crank. No, the crank's the new rod. The new iRod I picked up. It's the wild card crank rod.
Okay, cool.
Perfect rod for that.
Yeah.
But then if I'm going to fish a Viking head, I'm fishing the JC Allspin iRod.
Exactly. I know I have to get myself some. I think me and Matt have been talking, so I think I'm moving over to iRod pretty soon. So, but it's cool getting these recommendations for you, from you as well, because there might be some guys that are fishing that are just listening to this and going, shit, maybe I'll go do it, you know?
It's just all over. That's just Newport. If I go to Huntington during the summer, which I'm not giving anybody info on that, everything changes. Fishing like nothing but 20, 25 pound.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to.
And you'll get broken off no problem on that.
Is there off limits anywhere?
Or no, is it back police bay. Yourself? Yeah,
you can't go all the way into the back bay anyways. You can't have any... You
can't go past PCH Bridge.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically, everything else is open.
Yep.
Yeah. So, that, just to make that clear, because you might get someone that catches, you know...
No leaving the harbor and coming back in.
I launched out of there, then I left and came back.
It's a Newport Bay Harbor... tournament
only.
Yeah,
only spotties only.
Yeah,
I'll come weigh in, 10 barracudas and show you. You said inches, but you didn't say what fish. It says a spotty tournament, but I mean, I caught the inches.
We've been fishing it every weekend for the past month straight, and it's literally just been metal jigs, it's been crankbaits, underspins or tailspins,
blades, a lot of blades,
rigs, any bladed bait right now, or something with some type of vibrations getting bit.
Yeah.
What are you tripping on, bro?
Don't get nervous.
Chatterbait.
Oh, yeah.
Chatterbait.
We just talked about that. Which one do you like using?
Just the regular Z-Man.
Z-Man chatterbait.
And what I've been doing is it's a weird thing. I take a Senko, cut it in half, thread it on, and I put a tailspin on it.
Makes sense. So you got a lot of movement.
A chatterbait with a tailspin.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah, a ton going on, dude. And then when you lose one, you're like, fuck, I got to make this thing again.
But that A-Rig bite's been really good.
Yeah, with blades, I say. With a little more. I tried rolling,
bigger baits right now.
Yeah, yep. Right. You're not using the micro stuff as much,
though. I've gone to this, like, the LK, the one that you got me at your show.
You know, someone just to call, Whack was like, you got any of the LKs? I'm like, I don't, and I don't know how to get them, because Brian's so selective.
Because I usually don't fish a bait this big. I'll fish, like, the Kytec 3.5-inch or the Bass Pro 3.5-inch Speed Shad, and I went to a bigger bait, and I was catching some nicer fish.
I love the Kytec, so I was fishing them yesterday. I like the Damiki Armor Shads, too. I just, depending on how they're biting, I guess. If they're, like, finicky, I'll throw that Kytec, because you know.
Yeah.
You know how it's going to work. But I mean, that's some good recommendations. What do you use, Elliot, when you go?
I really love those little micro jigs, the
really?
Musashis. I mean, since James told me that we got them in the warehouse, I tried to get my hands on them before everybody else did.
Before we snake them all. I think I took all the good colors before anybody else had a chance.
But, you know, the first time I went out and fished it with everybody else, I was struggling to kind of learn it because it's something I'd never seen and never tried. But then I would start to go out and just really kind of figure it out on my own. And I like it. It's one of my go-to ones in Newport. I can't say about somewhere else. And then if it's not that, honestly, with not trying to plug it, but your finesse head.
Damn it, I got to put it out soon enough. Sorry, guys.
But the finesse head.
Which is a dart. Like, I'm not going to be like, you got to use. It's a darter head. It's just mine, just a different type.
Yeah.
A lot of people use a darter head with a small Kytec. It works great, especially this time of year on a spinning rod. I mean, you can't beat it.
The finesse heads that you gave me, and when I went out fishing that weekend and I sent you that picture, it was, literally just dropped it down on a spinner on a piling.
Yeah.
And on the drop, ate it, and as soon as I put it,
Blink on the sink, buddy. Good job. Hey, those work good too. I'll give them that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
dude, hookup baits work. Use the quarters or the little tiny guys. And
there was a tournament I was fishing in Huntington where I walked up, or I got to the spot on the trolling motor, and that wind was blowing. It was blowing at least 20 knots right at me with the current fully coming in. I was full speed on the trolling motor, and I was not moving. I have a video of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got nothing that'll reach down right now on me. But the only thing that sinks quick at a weird angle is a hookup bait.
Yeah.
So I threw a quarter ounce on like 12 pounds, stupid. I caught a 17, back-to-back 17s, and then I broke it off. And I caught nothing else until I finally tied on a tailspin.
There you go. That's been a good one lately, too, tailspins. And even making your own, like you said, it's like you could do it to a lot of baits. There is a way, like... I get it. You know, the Band of Anglers has a certain way that they...
It gets expensive.
You know? But making your own, you just fucking spotties, dude. It's like a... You got to think about it a lot, I feel like, but you don't need to overthink it as well. It's not largemouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right? But a largemouth guy will come and beat the shit out of him if he knows what he's doing. I mean, you talk to... God, who is it? Oh, Scott Pethall. Those guys used to be Bass Club guys.
Yeah.
And they came and killed them, dude, you know?
Lots of those old guys came back to fish SBS this year.
Yeah, right.
It's cool to see.
I'm fishing the next weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Do you guys like using scent when you're out fishing from Newport?
No, I don't.
No. Yeah.
Really?
I really don't, yeah.
I will use the fuck out of it, dude. I love it. It's a... this new one. You know Fred Clinshaw?
Mm-hmm.
He makes this shit called the Hammer Sauce.
I was looking at that today. Dude,
it smells exactly like Kytec.
Ooh.
Dude, I was like, oh my God.
Oh, really?
And me and Joe, and I let Phil smell, and he took I had two bottles. He took one. I'm like, you bitch. But it smells, the only thing is it's liquid. So, you know, you have to put it on frequently, but it works. So far, it's worked real good. Especially tube baits, you know? Pouring in that tube.
Mm-hmm. We used to use all scent though. We were all Unibutter and all that stuff. When we were like 15.
Well, that's what Evan told you to do. You're gonna do it.
Unibutter. We all grew up fishing with Evan too. So it's
go to Fred Hall, buy 10
Unibutters.
because they had them on deal, and then
I love just... it. I just you got to warm them up or something yeah. sometimes,
and yeah, and it doesn't come out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So some events I fish, you couldn't use scent. Yeah. So I had to get replacement bodies for the hookup baits.
Oh really?
Yep.
Mm. Damn. Spotty tournaments? Mm-hmm. Really? You've been doing it for a long time. Did you fish SBS spotty tournaments?
Never. Never.
Damn. You should do one this year. Well, you could in your
talking,
boat.
We were talking about it on the way here.
You saw the who won, like.
Oh, yeah, Brett.
You could have. You probably could have done it's really
Brett
good.
Brett Keith, of course.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Brett is doing the tournament, too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look out, bro.
Oh, they're Brett's both
coming,
doing it?
Yeah, Brett's coming for y'all.
But they're
yeah.
competing against each other.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not in the are they in the same boat?
No.
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 Brett's tubing.
Tubing. Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. You know Keith's going to put some work in on that ship for sure, dude. So let's go back over everything again. We'll be judging it. No artificial lures as well, right?
Yep.
No.
So $20 entry, is that the first place? Is there a payout? How is that going to work?
Yeah, it's going to be first, second, third payout of entries only.
Awesome. And then you have a side pot. Are you still doing that thing you were talking about?
The
you want to talk about that too?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Other?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Me, Jason, and Tyler are going to take out the boat to Newport. And we're going to get our 5-fish limit. And we're going to try to keep it. We're going to go out and try to get 5 decent fish to come back. And whoever is signed up for the side pot, whoever gets closest or right on the mark with us will win the side pot.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
That's something different, too.
It gives everyone a chance. It's not just first place wins big fish, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Side pot will be great.
Yeah.
And then so you'll have food as well, too. So that'll be cool.
Yeah.
If you guys are hungry after you're like
oh,
me,
you'll
I
be
don't.
Hungry out?
I don't fucking eat before I fish, so no. I don't have to shit on my.
Sudden
boat.
Impact. They're kind of a side pot.
Doing you like a biggest fish type thing or something.
Yeah, it's not a buy-in. You just have to fish their bait. But Shannon from Sudden Impact, he's gonna give us a prize pack for biggest spotty on a Sudden Impact bait.
All right, maybe I'll do the same thing. I'll do a Viking head one. The most caught on Viking head.
We almost had Evan. We almost had Evan.
Oh, I was trying to get Salve to make a surprise appearance. We're going to do a prize pack with like all a bunch of pimp shit in a bag and go find the Evan Salve in the harbor and then
that
would have
been funny, dude. Is he down right now?
Yeah, he's in town right now. Him, Jacob, and all them were in town for just a little bit. They got a boat coming that they're working on in Florida.
That's nice,
and
dude.
Working on
that would have been hilarious, dude, if he would have came.
Oh, it would have been great. Yeah, find Evan like, and yell, that's a chunker.
But you're like, how many people would know who it was? Because Evan's different.
Yeah. That's...
He's not the same Evan because
no,
you would know 5 or 6 years ago, but now he's like completely different, you know?
Yeah, he's
doing
in Marlin
the big
world,
game stuff.
Doing,
yeah.
Doing complete winning millions in tournaments in the Marlin world.
Yeah, some of these little kids would be like, who are you, dude?
Who's Evan Salve?
They got a.
Let's plug everything. Let's plug. Again, I'll repeat everything. 10-inch minimum size requirement. 5-fish bag limit. You're taking pictures of these fish. Would it be okay? I mean, if someone like I would be like, I don't want to take a picture of every one of these fucking fish, and I'm in a boat. I'm going to well them and just take them at the end. It doesn't fucking matter, right?
As long as you bring us 5 fish.
There you go. Okay.
Fish,
there you go. So that's okay as well.
Yep.
The catch boards only, right?
Yep. Catch or hog
catch
truck.
Catch or hog
truck. Okay. You must have the tourney code and photo visible. You have a picture of that?
Yeah,
I do.
Well, you do when you have them. I'll put it on the post.
As
you guys
long as it's in the picture, as long as it's on your hand, on a piece of paper, it has to be in the photo.
Yeah.
So what time's the earliest they could come? 5:30? You think you guys will be ready by then?
Be ready by 5:30.
5:30.
And then back to the shop by 1, and we would like to have the photos like all checked in by 1:30.
Okay. So if you guys are doing great, I would say at least leave by like 12, dude, out of the harbor, you know? Like if you guys can, if you're in a boat, I mean, if you're on a kayak,
it
might be
a little leaving it up to them.
Okay.
I mean, if you check the tides, good fishing time is done before 1 anyways.
The good fishing time is not on Saturday. It's a different day, but because we looked at the tides and I'm like, there is no fucking movement. No.
Just be cautious of the time. Don't show up late. You will be DQ'd.
Okay. Payouts for a second, third.
Yep.
We talked about checking Newport Harbor only. $20 entry, $5 side pot, Float tube, kayak, and boat only. No shore fishing. You cannot get out of your fucking boat and start fishing from the shore in the middle of that little fucking island. In the back. The raffle ticket thing, if you guys don't want to fish this and you want to come hang out, you want to come see Lannis Fine or Bobby or me or maybe even Decker or some of the guys we're talking to right now at the shop, just come down and hang out. I'll be there probably from about 8 a.m. till probably about 2 because I got a basketball tournament stuff. So I'll be hanging out all day, eating some tacos, hanging out, talking, doing the podcast. And if you're entering the tournament, we'll probably just have you walk by, talk about how big, you know, how big your bag was and what you're using. So please go down this Saturday. Check this out. Like I said, if you don't want to fish it, come buy some Viking heads. A-rigs are, you know, regular heads. So they're there. Yeah, and they got a ton of other cool stuff, too. Tons of stuff. They got anything you want for spotty fishing down there. And you'll have a ton of guys to ask questions from. So you guys want to plug the shop, anything else, the Sound Anaheim, or the Anaheim shop?
Yeah, I mean, definitely want to say thanks to a lot of the brands that gave some stuff. You know, it was some Costa gave us quite a few pairs of glasses to give away. I mean,
nice.
You know, we pried Tracy's Salty wallet crew. Open, got him to give away some stuff to us, too. Got some Corrado. You know, it's pretty sick. I mean, owner gave us some stuff. It's really cool to see all the vendors, like, stoked to see people
coming
and doing tournaments.
Even people just reaching out and saying, hey, we want to be part of this.
Yeah, there's guys we didn't even ask. Yeah. I forgot to ask Iowa, and they were like, bro.
Yeah,
Oliver and I reached out, and, you know, he's just like, man, I want to help out. And, I mean, even took James and I out to go fish spotties.
Anyways, please come down and check this out. It's going to be a ton of fun. Check out Melton's. That's one of the places you can grab Viking heads. They have the swing heads there. We just filled them up. So if you guys are going to fish this weekend, stop by the one in Newport. You could talk to the guys, or you can go to the one in Anaheim and talk to James or Jason as well, and they'll kind of give you pointers as well. Come so thanks, guys, for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.